You're listening to Apple Watch 101 on the Apple This podcast.
Welcome to this Apple Watch demonstration. And in this demonstration, I'm going to show you a very good new feature in Watch OS 2, and that is the ability to be able to reply to email messages. So, of course, before we could actually reply to iMessages and also send iMessages via an Apple Watch, and now we can reply to mail messages. However, you still can't compose a message on the Apple Watch as yet. So let me fire up mail and find an email that I can reply to on my Apple Watch. Keeping in mind that before, to reply to an email, you actually had to do it via your iPhone. So you could read a message, but you had to finish off the reply on your iPhone. So I'm going to ask Siri on my Apple Watch here to open up email. So I'm going to hold down the digital crown, wait for the vibration, and say open mail. Open mail.
Mail.
So I'm going to flick to the right to get to a mail message to reply to.
Amazon.com and read David Woodbridge, Vision Australia radio update.
It's an email from myself, from my work email to my home email. So I'm going to do one finger double tap to open it up.
David Wood, back button.
Now if I flick to the right.
David Woodbridge, to David Woodbridge, Vision Australia radio update. 26/09/2015, 5:32 p.m. Hi David. Can you please ring Vision Australia Radio on Monday to check what times have been booked for the pre-recording of Talking Tech for the next week or two? Thanks. The other David.
So flick to the right.
Reply. Button.
So I can reply. One finger double tap.
Reply. Working on this now.
So what we've come up with is canned replies that you can choose, and you can also do voice dictation, of course, and you can change those canned messages via the Watch app on the iPhone as well. Touch the top left-hand side of the screen.
Cancel button.
I flick to the right.
Let me get back to you.
Okay, so here's the canned messages. Let me get back to you.
Can I call you later?
Can I call you later?
Could you give me a call?
Could you give me a call?
Let's get together later.
Let's get together later.
Got it.
Got it. Thanks.
I'll take a look in a bit.
I'll take a look in a bit.
Let me have a look.
Let me have a look.
Working on this now.
Working on this now.
Thanks for the update.
Thanks for the update.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks.
No problem.
No problem.
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
Emoji picker.
Button. And then we've got an emoji picker.
Dictate.
And button. We've got our dictate button. Now just remember for future reference, if you touch top left hand side of the screen.
Cancel.
There's button. The cancel button. Bottom right hand side of the screen.
Dictate. Button.
Is the dictate button. So I'm going to do one finger double tap on dictate, and then I'm going to double tap on the same bit on the same part of the screen to stop dictation. Hi David, thanks for that information. I will let you know how I go when I follow up with the producer on Monday.
Recipients. David Woodbridge.
Okay, that's recipients. Flick to the right.
Message content. Hi David, thanks for that information. I will let you know how I go when I follow up with the producer on Monday. Button.
Sounds pretty good to me. Flick to the right.
Cancel. Button. Send. Button.
And double tap to send.
Send. Sending. Ellipsis. Back button.
And of course that's the message that I just replied to. And actually that's just come through on my iPhone. So that's already received the email from my home email address to work. And let me just do a canned response and you can see what it's like as well. So I'm going to reply to the same message. So I'll flick to the right.
Reply.
One finger button. Double tap on reply.
Reply. Working on this now.
Okay, and I'll touch the top left hand side of my screen.
Cancel. Button.
And flick to the right.
Let me get back to you.
Let me get back to you.
Can I call you later?
Can I call you later?
Could you give me a call? Let's give get together call. Later.
Let's get together later.
Got it.
Got
thanks.
It. That'll do. Got it. Thanks. So one finger double tap on got it. Thanks.
Got it. Re. Vision Australia radio update.
So same deal.
Right. Recipients.
Recipients.
Message
me.
Content.
Message content.
Got it. Thanks. Button.
Okay. Got it. Thanks. Button.
Cancel.
Cancel.
Button. Send. Button.
And send. Now if I flip back to left.
Message content. Got it.
And when it
thanks.
Says got it. Thanks. Button, button. If I double tap on it.
Message content. Got it. Thanks.
I've come back to the canned messages where I can actually change that canned response. And the same thing that I could have done with the voice dictation, I could have double tapped on where I voice dictated and it said button for the text, and that would have brought me back to this screen as well. So I'm going to flick to the right.
Let me have a look.
And I'm going to change it to let me have a look. I'm going to finger double tap.
Recipients.
And David flick to the right.
Message content. Let me have a look.
Okay, let me have a look this time.
Cancel.
Cancel.
Send.
Send. Double tap on send.
Sending. Ellipsis. Back button.
So that's the email sent, and we're back to the original email that I've replied to via voice dictation and now via canned messages. My digital crown to come out.
Clock face.
Back to the clock face.
12:52 p.m.
Put my hand over the screen, put it to sleep. Now, I'll just show you quickly on my iPhone here where you can actually change those canned messages if you want to change them. So I'm going to touch to my screen.
Watch. Double tap to open. My watch. Heading.
Okay, and we want to get to mail.
Glances. Comp. General. Bright. Sound. Past. Private. Active. Calendar. Clock. Comp. Friend. Health. Mail. Button.
Okay, one finger double tap on mail.
My watch.
And flick through to the right.
Mail. Selected. Mirror my iPhone. Custom. Bullet show alerts. Mail settings. Include mail. Message preview. Default replies. Button.
Okay, that's what we want. Default replies. So I'm going to double tap on that.
Mail. Back button.
And flick to the right.
Default replies. Default replies. Heading. Let me get back to you. Text field.
So these are all the canned responses. You can double tap to edit any of these canned responses and do your own ones. And if you've got new text in there for your own custom canned responses, you can always clear it and go back to the default canned responses if you want to as well. Now, if I come down to the bottom of the screen, to the bottom left-hand tab.
Selected. My watch.
And then flip tap back to the left. Four. It's going to give us information about the canned responses.
You can select one of these default replies when you compose or reply to a message, or you can change them to anything you like.
So you can choose one of these canned responses when you're replying to a message. Okay, so two finger scrubber come out.
Mail. Default replies.
Two finger scrub again to come back out.
Sounds and haptics. Button.
And I'm back at the main watch app screen. Press my home button to come out.
Watch. Double tap to open.
And that completes this demonstration of being able to reply to an email on your Apple Watch, whereas previously the reply function was only available on your iPhone. You can choose between canned responses and you can also voice dictate an original email. And when the canned or dictated text comes up when you're replying to an email and it's asking you to either cancel or send it, you can double tap on the canned text or your dictated text to go back to the previous screen, choose another canned response, or do another voice dictation. On the iPhone, on the Watch app, you can go into Mail, Default Reply, and change the canned responses in there to what you want them to say. And if you want to go back to one of the original canned responses, you can just clear the text out of your custom text and it'll return to normal. So that completes this demonstration of replying to email on Watch OS 2. As usual, thanks for listening and bye for now.
For more information on Apple Watch, other products, and accessible applications, visit www.applevis.com.